Tater will be able to bring us up to speed on the flow-on effects for the Australian markets. He's been good enough to give us a few minutes. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Smithy.
Mate, first up, first cab off the rank, could you take a bit of a swing at this question of credit availability? How easy will it be to get a loan, you know, going right down to credit cards and mortgages throughout the world and Australia? What do you reckon?
Well, I think Australia's got the strongest banking system in the world because we've also got the most expensive banking system in the world. So our cartel is still very profitable, not affected very much. So they've got plenty of capital, so there'll be no problems getting a home loan, a margin loan or a credit card loan out of Australia. It might cost a little bit more if the banks have to pay a little bit more on the $600 billion of foreign debt, which is mainly borrowed by the banks to lend to Australians.
Yep.
But we're actually quite nicely insulated. Sure, the share market's off 30% from the peak last November, but we're not nearly as badly affected as the Americans, who are going through their biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression.
Yeah, well, I heard Greenspan say in 100 years, it's a once in 100 years event.
Well, I mean, just last night, all the big American banks and brokerage houses, you know, JP Morgan Chase fell 10%, Bank of America fell 21% after they bought the world's biggest stockbroking firm, Merrill Lynch. Citigroup, which was the world's biggest bank, down 15%. You know, Morgan Stanley, 13%. And AIG, the world's biggest insurance company, America's biggest insurance company, their shares have collapsed 61% last night, and they look like they're going under and they're being bailed out. So when the world's biggest insurance company collapses and needs a $70 billion bailout from the American regulators, all because it has several hundred billion dollars of investments in dodgy American mortgages and property stocks, you know, things are pretty bad.
Do you reckon that it's a very difficult question to answer with certainty, but do you get the sense we're near the bottom so far as stock prices are concerned, or is there more to come?
Well, I think we're near the bottom. We've hit a 2.5-year low today on the Aussie market, you know, getting down towards 4,700. It peaked at 6,800. So we've dropped, you know, 2,000 points almost. My personal view is it's getting near the bottom, is that the China story continues, the resources boom of BHP and Rio are all very strong, our bank's very strong. Yes, there's quite a lot of over-geared, indebted companies in Australia which are getting clobbered, Babcock and Brown, the whole empire, which owes $50 billion. Looks like it's probably going under and it's unravelling. Even Asciano, the big company which owns the great rail business, Pacific National, and owns the Patrick Stevedore's business on the wharves, its share price plunged today by 16% because they've got $4 billion of debt, which is too much. So anyone with debt's getting clobbered. Yep. There's a bit too much debt in Australia, but overall there's still a lot of booming profits coming out of the resources boom and a strong banking system, and I think overall we'd rather be us than anyone else at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Australia is in, has been, for, you know, if you put aside all the political fog, the Australian economy is in great shape, well regulated, and as you just said, our banking sector amongst the most profitable in the world. Two-edged sword, of course. We pay a lot for it, given that it's a cartel. Can I ask you this, Stephen? A listed entity that's of great interest to us here in Brisbane is the Tunnel Road. It's called Brisbane Airport Link, Bris Connections, and that's building the Brisbane Airport Link toll road. Are you familiar with the corporate entity behind that?
Yeah, I'm actually a shareholder.
So,
I bought in at 39 cents, so with the stock down at 4 cents now or thereabouts, I've lost about $450 of my $500 that was invested.
It came on at a dollar though, and it's yesterday it was at 3.7 cents. It's up a whole 0.4 of a cent today. To have listed at a dollar, and for that stock now to be trading at around 4 cents, what does that say about the project?
Well, it says that the whole sector, the toll road sector, is suffering from a bit of a capital strike at the moment, and we're seeing Connect East in Melbourne, we're seeing Transurban's also been hit a little bit, and basically Macquarie Bank cooked up another one of their classic sort of over indebted complex infrastructure vehicles where you do three different $1 staggered payments, you know, so they should have just come out and said, guys, we need $1.2 billion to build this project, you won't get any dividends for 3-4 years until we open up, and then we'll start paying your dividends. Instead, they've done this, you know, $400 million this year, $400 million next year, $400 million the year after that. They're paying dividends using their debt. And the market's just sick of it. They're sick of these complex vehicles where, you know, Macquarie Bank was getting more than $100 million in fees to structure the whole thing. And they really should have pulled the float. I mean, they put the bid into the government in the middle of May. The stock market fell by about 15% up until the time of the float. Infrastructure stocks are on the nose. They should have pulled the float. They shouldn't have proceeded, but they went ahead, and now it's very, very embarrassing for all concerned.
Yeah, and the government's able to hold this at arm's length and say, well, sorry, we just let the tender. It's entirely at their risk. The fact is we will be paying through tolls one way or another. We'll be paying for it.
Well, you will, but at the moment you're $400 million in front, Mike, because the market thinks that, that Macquarie's paid too much. They've done a lemon deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, down here in Melbourne, we've got the world's second biggest toll road, the Transurban CityLink project. It was a $1.2 billion construction job, and the market now values it at $5.5 billion. So we Melburnians got totally done over on that deal. It looks like you, at this point, the taxpayer is winning because the promoter of the project, the privatised project, is doing their shirt. And that means that's a shirt that taxpayers aren't losing. Although because the Queensland Investment Corporation was the biggest institutional shareholder with about 7%, they've dropped about $30, $40 million of superannuation money for public servants on this one. So that's not a very good look for the QIC, particularly when the chairman of the QIC, Trevor Rowe, is also the chairman of Bruce Connection. So I think a pretty unfortunate set of circumstances, that one too.
We'll look a little more closely at that over the next few days. I know you don't give investment advice, but do you see value in that stock at 4 cents?
Well, look, it makes sense at one level to buy as many as you can at 4 cents because they're going to do a distribution or pay a dividend of something like 5.9 cents next March.
Not a bad guess.
That's right. You get all your money back. But the problem is you're then on the hook, Mike, to pay another $2 and they will sue you for it. So if you went and bought 100,000 units at 4 cents, you've then got to shell out, you know, $2 million or, you know, or you've got to write a very huge check to make the next payment. You won't be able to sell the stock because it'll have negative value. You literally won't be able to get rid of it. And then Macquarie Bank will sue you for the rest of the money. So I think that it's actually got negative value, and I wouldn't be buying them at any price. I would be waiting until the second $1 instalment is paid, until we get some progress reports on how the construction job's going, whether the debt markets have settled down. And then once the second $1 payment is called, the stock will probably trade at 50, 60 cents, and then you might buy a few then.
Good on you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Stephen Mayne, business commentator.